there's one other aspect of politics right now, and it's about Australia not really knowing who is the Prime Minister going forward. Is it going to be Bill Shorten? Is it going to be Malcolm Turnbull here in Australia after this, well, possibly hung parliament that we could have? Well, the same thing has actually occurred in the UK after the Brexit vote. After the Brexit vote, of course, David Cameron stood down. Boris Johnson then said, well, I'm not doing it. Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party said, I'm off. I've achieved my life's work to get the UK out of Europe. And so as we speak, there are five potential prime ministerial candidates from the Conservative Party that are running to become the new prime minister. Let's try and work out. Some have suggested it's a bit like the Big Brother house. The people keep on getting voted out. I'm not quite certain whether that's exactly right or not, but Theo Usherwood, who is the political editor for LBC, the commercial radio network in London, been good enough to jump on the line and give us his insights. G'day, Theo. How are you doing?
Hey. G'day. Yeah, it is a little bit like the Big Brother network, Big Brother voting contest. What happens is that the Conservatives are going to be voting. Voting starts in an hour, and it works that where there are five candidates, and the weakest candidate, the person with the fewest votes, gets voted off in each stage. Now, tonight, the person who's likely to be voted off is Dr. Liam Fox. He's a right winger, but he doesn't really have the support of his party. He's expected to only get a handful of votes, and then it will go on to Thursday. The two front runners are the current Home Secretary, a lady called Theresa May, who's well out in front now with, she has around 120 MPs already having declared for their support for her. And then behind her, you have a lady called Andrea Leadsom, who's now in second place, and Michael Gove, the Justice Secretary in this country, who, of course, stabbed Boris Johnson, I was going to say in the back, but he stabbed him in the front because he was due to be his campaign manager. And then 2 hours before Mr. Johnson was due to make his launch his campaign to be Prime Minister, said, I'm no longer going to be your campaign manager. I'm going to run my own bid to be the Prime Minister, and dropped out. And
can you just explain that to me, Theo? Can you explain why was it that Boris Johnson, after everything that he'd done, he campaigned so well, he'd been the Lord Mayor of London, everybody thought after the Brexit vote, he'd launched that campaign, he'd fronted that campaign, he was the man most likely to step into the Prime Minister's chair. Why was it that he stepped away?
Well, he had to step away because he didn't have the numbers of support. The way the campaign, the way this election of the new Prime Minister works is at first it's a vote between the Conservative MPs, they're 334, I think, in the House of Commons, and they select the best two to put before the membership of the Conservative Party, which number about 150,000. Now, if Boris Johnson had made that final two, he would undoubtedly have been Prime Minister. And it was taken as read that he would be the Prime Minister because he's so popular in the country. But the problem was that in order to get to that stage, he had to get on the ballot paper. And when he relied on Michael Gove, the Justice Secretary who campaigned for Brexit alongside him, on his support. And you know how it works in any parliament. MPs have a caucus behind them. They have a following. So Michael Gove had 20 or 30 MPs who followed him, and they were going to follow him and join with Boris Johnson. But when Michael Gove split off and said he was going to run his own campaign, Boris Johnson lost 30 or 40. And then he lost Andrea Leadsom, who was also supposed to come on board. But Boris Johnson didn't give her the guarantee she wanted in terms of prospects for a new job. She wanted to be the Chancellor. Boris Johnson didn't give her that guarantee in writing. And so she dropped off. So Boris Johnson, in the end, was left with only 25 MPs supporting him and knew that he couldn't get any further in the competition. So rather than face the ignominy of dropping out, of losing, he just held his hands up and walked away and said, I can't do it, I can't win, therefore I'm dropping out. And that's what happened.
You have just described the Big Brother household perfectly, Theo. There's no doubt about that. When you've got the person who thinks they're going to win being stabbed in the back by their friend who they think might win because they might have... It's fabulous, I've got to tell you. It is absolutely... It's the Westminster Big Brother house. That's what it really is. But the question for you is, they reckon that Andrea Leadsom, who now would take Boris Johnson's support with her, but they're saying that the front runner is Theresa May. Tell me about Theresa May. What's her story?
Look. Look, Theresa May is the Home Secretary. She's been in charge of the Home Office, and it's a really difficult department to run. It's you're dealing with terrorism, you're dealing with the police, you're dealing with immigration. It is a really tricky department. You hear about skeletons in people's closets. You only have to look under a mouse mat in the Home Office, and something terrible is happening. But she's very competent. She's a real micromanager, and she's managed to stay in that job for 6 years, which is longer than anybody else has done before getting the sack or making a gaffe or an error in getting the sack. So she's very, very good, and she's very well respected. But she is criticised amongst some MPs for not having enough vision, for not having a... She's known as Theresa May or Theresa May not. She doesn't necessarily have a definite opinion about things, and that may count against her. The other thing that may count against her is that in the referendum campaign, she was on the Remain side. She stayed with David Cameron. She stayed loyal. And the Conservative Party is inherently Eurosceptic. It's within its genes. It doesn't like the European Union. And so the question is, when it goes out to the party membership to make that choice, and you've got Andrea Leadsom on the other side, who is relatively unknown. She's probably unknown. She's unknown in Australia. She's not particularly well known here in the UK. But when she goes up against Andrea Leadsom, and Andrea Leadsom says, well, look, I back Brexit. I back Britain leaving the European Union. Theresa may come unstuck on that point because, of course, she campaigned alongside the Prime Minister. And so there's a feeling within the Conservative Party that if it gets to the final two, it may be closer, much, much closer than things are as they currently stand.
I'll tell you what, Theo, you have given us a brilliant summation of the way in which politics is sitting right now in the UK. I really appreciate it. One thing about also, I've got Theresa May has repeated her suggestion, or insistence even, that EU nationals living in the UK right now, and I thought this was incredible, saying that they may be thrown out of the country unless a deal is done between the UK and the EU so that British nationals living in Europe can also remain there. And I'll tell you what, can you imagine the absolute carnage across the Channel Tunnel if that were taking place, Theo? And I'll tell you what, that is still to be negotiated in the future. The political editor of LBC Radio in London, the commercial network there, terrific organisation too. Theo Ashwood, we appreciate your time here on the program this evening.